Christian History Magazine, Issue 78, Volume 22, Number 2. From the Editor. He gave us back myth, and with it, truth. By the 1960s, Miracle had been co-opted to sell mayonnaise, spirit came from bottles or pep bands, and passion referred only to the national obsession with sex. Into this materialistic, secularized decade came a wondrous visitor, J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. This fantasy trilogy opened the world of myth and mystery to a generation disenchanted with the soulless corporate culture around them. The tale came from a man with a profoundly Christian imagination. Though many readers didn't and don't notice this fact, Tolkien has awakened at least some to the gospel. As one respondent to our recent Tolkien web poll put it, "I read The Hobbit and the trilogy many times as a young teen and into my 20s. I was not born again at that time, and in fact struggled through some awful rebellion and darkness. But the stories developed in me a deep sense of the unseen reality of forces I did not understand, and a commitment to not let evil win out." Tolkien's beautiful models of lordship, devotion, sacrifice, commitment, and the quest for truth and honor were new to me, but spoke to something inside me that responded naturally. God is full of wonder, and the Bible is replete with awesome and fantastical happenings. My mind and heart can receive and lovingly accept this magic because of carefully crafted fantasy literature from faithful Christian authors like Tolkien. Truth in Hobbit's Clothing. As I've learned more about this fascinating man, I've become...